The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's an advantageous matchup for the Bills' defense, but I think it comes down to like any other game, like winning that battle up front. And Tim, and then offensively, you've got to score probably 24-plus points. So I think it's a tough road game. I think Sean historically gets his team up to play in those West Coast games.
Mike Danger.
So we were trying to figure out, make heads and tails of what Seattle is. And they're a first-place team. They're kind of like the Bills. They've had some head-scratchers, but I don't know that anybody that follows the Seahawks can really explain. What are the Seahawks and what are the Bills getting themselves into? And for some reason, why do I not feel comfortable about this spot for Buffalo?
Gene Battaglia.
Some of these injuries, if the Bills are down two linebackers potentially, how would this look going against this offense? Actually, the Seattle offense puts a lot up through the air. Seattle is a mystery team to us, but maybe this is just a game where it kind of starts from within. How do you start quicker for the Buffalo Bills? That's going to be the top storyline.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
It's happy hour in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia with you. Glad you're with us at 95.7 FM, AM 950. The free to download Odyssey app and our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. 33 seconds. Sean McDermott on Geno Smith.
All right. If you're new to the show, this is our feature on Wednesdays when Sean McDermott speaks. He has a tendency, how should I say this? To lie.
He just pumps up the tires a little bit. You know, this all started when the Bills were facing the Texans, and this was Andre Roberts, the former Bill, went on to the Texans, and he actually had the audacity. He was pumping up the tires so much to call Andre Roberts a future Hall of Famer. And we're like, okay, you're laying it on a little thick. Does Andre Roberts have nude pictures of you? What are we talking about here? He's not a Hall of Famer. Stop with the McLies.
So you're always going to get glowing praise on the opponent, certainly the opposing quarterback. And I will set the over under 33 seconds. Geno Smith at 7. Does that sound fair? Are you going over or under 7?
I'm going with the under on this one because Geno Smith has kind of revitalized his career here, right? Like, he's not playing bad ball for Seattle.
Well, see, the risk here that I'm taking is McDermott could in this cut, and I never hear these cuts. He could go to the fat card, like, well, yeah, I think he was drafted in the second round.
I think, right, yeah.
And I think he played for the Jets.
You play it dumb.
Yeah, you play it dumb and just state facts that we all know, and that's not a lie. So, again, play along, everybody. 7 is the over-under. Are you going over or under here on McDermott McLeish.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because he's been around the league like I have, and we just haven't probably, you know, faced each other a ton, but ton of respect for his game and the way he's just, you know, developed over the years and the staying power that he's shown. It's very impressive. Again, being out there the last few years, we haven't played them naturally yet, but or over the last couple of years, but very impressed by his level of play, by the way he has command of their offense, and you know, they do a lot of high level, you know, what I would say is high level stuff on offense.
Ah, five,
just under
five. You called it, Danger.
Yeah,
like, well, we haven't played each other other than, okay, that's a fact.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think he I think he's been around a while. I think maybe he was with the Jets before. I believe he was with the Jets. I believe the Jets drafted him. It'll be fun. This is a sneaky tough game for the Bills. I mean, you could think the way the Bills, you know, steamrolled a bad Titans team that they should have this momentum. Seattle has a head scratcher on their resume with that loss to the Giants. And maybe McDermott's defense is too much for Geno Smith to unpack. But there are some significant injuries, and you mentioned them in the sports update. We should get to some of these here.
Yeah, so we mentioned, and hard to tell if he wasn't in the building today. So, but you're listing both ankle and pec. So talking about Terrell Bernard. Terrell Bernard left that game, Danger, because of the ankle. So that to me is the big one. But we had Dorian Smith.
Dorian Williams.
Dorian Williams. Practicing on a limited basis. We have the rest of the injury report here. Not practicing today. Samuel and Smoot, along with Daquan Jones, but Daquan Jones just gave him the day off. Here's all the guys that are limited. Carter, okay. Damar Hamlin's got an ankle. Mac Hollins a shoulder. Taron Johnson a forearm. Dalton Kincaid collarbone. And we mentioned Williams practicing fully today. Quinton Morris. As well as they list Josh Allen still with the left hand. I guess they have to list.
And having Taron Johnson in there with the forearm. Like, okay, these are pre-existing injuries from earlier, but these guys have been playing, and they're probably going to continue to play, and they're just going to continue to monitor these injuries.
Again, I mean, I wouldn't expect Curtis Samuel to be out there, but okay, fine. You could just dress four, call up a receiver on the practice squad if you feel like it. I'm concerned about the linebackers, and that will continue to be my concern. Tomorrow, hey, you're kind of in the dark about the Seahawks, so are we. Locked On host Corbin Smith will be joining us at 4:30 tomorrow from the Pacific Northwest, and we'll learn a little bit more about this team that, let's be honest, they're in first place, but they are erratic, okay? Yes, you pointed out the Giants game. They didn't show up against the Niners on a Thursday night, a short week. They needed overtime to beat the Patriots.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, but then again, hey, we walloped Atlanta. So what team are we facing here? Let's find out together tomorrow, 4:30.
We all woke up to the breaking news of a trade in the NFL. We're just under 2 weeks away from the trade deadline, and teams with needs are making moves. The Bills made theirs last week, obviously, with the addition of Amari Cooper. And the Kansas City Chiefs find themselves in need of a wide receiver as well. In fact, so much so, they reached out to you, Gino, and said, hey, come on with us here on Kansas City Sports Talk Radio and talk about Cooper, because we're pissed that we didn't get him. We want a wide receiver.
Well, the way Binkley phrased it, fans here aren't, but we in Kansas City, we're going to be fine with Patrick Mahomes. And okay,
He might be right. You get DeAndre Hopkins today.
You go through the exercise and you look at the Chiefs' schedule and you're like, wow, at worst, they're 14-3, maybe 13-4. They're going to be certainly coasting into the postseason. DeAndre Hopkins, he's washed. He's beyond his best foot. Surprising to learn that last year, with crappy quarterback play in Tennessee, let's be honest, 75 receptions, went over 1,000 yards last year for the Titans. Now, watching him this past week, I'm like, that guy, is he even trying at this point? But maybe that was his secret way of getting out. He just didn't show anything against the Bills. So can he bring something in? Of course. Of course he's going to show something for Kansas City. But I'm not concerned. I would have been more concerned if it were Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp would be a better fit. No question about it. But Hopkins, this season, certainly hasn't been a factor. You could question whether or not the effort was there this season in Tennessee, and does he rejuvenate his his production with Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball? Maybe. Maybe. But I would listen to the person who says that he's washed up. I wouldn't completely dismiss that. At minimum, I think with Hopkins, like you got with Cooper and the Bills, I think at minimum he makes everybody around him a little bit better. It makes it a little bit easier for Mahomes to find open guys when you've got to pay attention to what DeAndre Hopkins is doing on the field.
Yeah, and in the what's the cost here? If everything goes well for Kansas City, it's going to be a fourth rounder. I mean, Kansas City...
60% of the snaps in a Super Bowl appearance for that to become a fourth rounder.
Considering that you gave up a third for a lousy Kadarius Toney, I mean, it's well, this is where the market is this year.
I view this deal similar to the 2022 deal that brought MVS to the Chiefs. And can you get that out of Hopkins? Yeah, I think you can get that production out of Hopkins with relative ease. So it's DeAndre Hopkins with the Titans paying about half of his remaining salary this season going to Kansas City for a conditional fourth round pick.
Isn't that funny though? Like when MVS was sitting out there, we were all being snarky, like he's going to end up back in Kansas City. He didn't. Like if you missed, he went to New Orleans. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, New Orleans needs wide receivers.
Tampa
needs, yeah. Your move, Tampa. And if Cooper Kupp is out there, is somebody willing to give up that second round price tag? I think that's going to be a fascinating thing to watch here as we approach the trade deadline now, less than 2 weeks away.
So tell me about this Tom Brady thing. So this week, all right, so if there's ever a time where you would want to sync up the fan and watch the Bills game, which you can do, I would think maybe Brownie and Eric Wood and Sal might be more fitting for you than listen to Tom Brady. Wow, yeah, Josh Allen, he's really good. I'm here to point out the obvious. Great, Tom Brady's on the broadcast this Sunday.
So if you didn't know about this story, and this is something we've talked about a couple of times in the past, with Tom Brady in the booth and now as a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, Brady can't attend the normal production meetings or practices as part of his responsibilities for Fox. He can't even enter team facilities.
Yeah, okay. Full stop. That makes sense. Like, Tom Brady, he's covering the Chiefs this week, shouldn't be able to go. I'm just saying in theory. Like, you shouldn't be able to go and watch practice and get that intel. I'm sorry, there is a conflict of interest. Can we all agree on that?
I agree with that. I also think that this is true, that not having that access, not being able to go through the production and the prep that every other broadcaster goes through before their game prevents him from being the best that he can possibly be at the job that he is doing. And if you believe everything that Tom Brady says, well, he wants to be the best at everything he does, right? So he's doing this job for Fox, presumably with one hand tied behind his back. Hey, you've got the name, you know the game, but you can't do all the things that all the other broadcasters do because you have this conflict of interest. Now, he might be okay with all of that, and Tom Brady now as a retired ex-NFL player might appreciate that the workload has been lessened for him and he doesn't have to prepare as much as he used to on a Sunday. And maybe that's why everything's playing out the way it's playing out. But there's also this, and this is where the Bills come in. The Bills wanted to talk to Tom Brady. Like, they didn't, everybody's going to come and talk to the Bills and do their prep like they would normally do, but the Bills actually wanted to talk to Brady in advance of the game against Seattle on Sunday. And the league stepped in and said, no. You can't do that.
Okay.
The Bills are willing to have Tom Brady come in. They're not worried about Tom Brady learning something about their team and sharing it with the Raiders. The rules are there to protect teams against Brady, the owner of another team, having a duty to do anything he can to help the team that he owns. But the Bills didn't care about that. They still wanted to talk to him. And if they have no problem with that, if the Bills have no problem with that, well, then why would the league step in and say no?
Where is the line with this? Because if you're Tom Brady, how many former players text you? Like your former teammates, like Mike Evans might text him or something like that.
Sure.
Or like, is he not allowed to talk to his friends and teammates in this league? I like Look, Brady put himself in this position.
Now, here's the double standard. Last weekend, before he called the Chiefs, Brady went to the Chiefs team hotel to interview Patrick Mahomes before the Super Bowl rematch in San Francisco.
Time out. How is that allowed?
Right. Yeah. Right. That was okay, but nobody knows why that was okay and why the Bills saying, yeah, bring Tom Brady. No, you can't do that.
Okay. I didn't they do that charity golf thing? I would think maybe Brady might have texted Mahomes. So if you just set it up yourself individually, who's going to stop those two guys? And Mahomes, I'm sure, isn't.
Brady
getting...
has a relationship with Josh Allen.
So?
Right.
Yeah. So like when Josh gets into Seattle, like, hey, Josh, you want to meet for coffee? Sure. Imagine that.
There are whispers and rumors around the league that there aren't any actual rules or policies on this, that they're kind of making it up as they go. That it obviously would make sense that you would want to keep an owner of a team away from another team to gather information before they do their side job.
Well, what's the rule? No, there is. Okay, just in reverse. The rule is this. We're Fox or CBS. It is written in the broadcast contract that you have this time. Like, they negotiate this danger. You want to put out the best broadcast, we need to prepare for this. So that's part of the media deal, that we're going to get the coach of the half, we're going to be able to have a player now pregame, and we're going to be able to do the prep. So that's part of this. But in reverse is what you're saying. What under what circumstances would this not happen? And when Brady signs on with Fox, that was the NFL, which could hit the override button on any of these announcers, by the way, which they do. They're kind of toggling that because they love to have Brady in there, but they know, you know, you're a rival of the Raiders. You're not going to be Tom Brady's not entering your locker room.
I think a couple of things. I think the league is absolutely making this up as they go, and I think Tom Brady is dictating to the league what he wants to do, and the league's just okay with it.
I think Tom Brady, for you and me and sports bar listeners, he's terrible. Okay. He is not telling you things you don't want to know. Could he improve? Of course. Anybody can improve. But he's not there for that reason.
Well, he's not putting in the work.
No, but once he's on TV, I'm sure, whoa, it's Tom Brady. Like, middle America or people that just kind of casually love football, they're totally fine with it.
Yeah, I believe that the league is making it up as they go, and I also believe that Brady is actually okay with them stepping in and using this as a reason to not put in the prep, not put in the work. These restrictions actually give him an easy excuse to avoid doing it. Let's face it. I mean, you want to avoid a meeting with anybody from Buffalo? Well, if I can't, you know, I'm part owner of the Raiders, and I would love to do it. But if Brady wants to do a piece and interview Mahomes, the NFL isn't going to have a problem with that. That's two of the biggest names and stars.
But if I'm Andy Reid, like, wouldn't you say, hey, dude, like, we're playing the Raiders in 2 weeks.
But what is really going to happen? What is Brady going to get from Mahomes in an interview that could potentially help the Raiders 2 weeks later?
Nothing.
Right.
But if Brady shows up and watches Chiefs practice, that would be something.
I think if he wants to do it, he will do it. And the things that he doesn't want to do, he's going to hide behind a rule that may not exist that prevents him from doing the things that he should be doing to be better at his job.
866-4FAN, 866-4326. Tom Brady on the Bills call coming up on the TV Sunday. Our buddy Steven Victor. Hey, Steve, welcome.
Hey, fellas. So, I mean, Brady doesn't have any history of cheating in the NFL, though, right?
That's a good point, Steve.
He's never done anything wrong.
That's like, right. We should trust him implicitly.
Played football.
No.
You know, I mean, come on. I mean, he's never done anything wrong. He wouldn't cheat by going in the Raiders facility and trying to, or the Chiefs facility and trying to get a step up for his team.
It's a great point.
Yeah, it seems a little suspect, and I think the NFL should kind of hamper him on doing anything because of his history alone.
I think what we've said is what remains true. Steve, you're the best. Thanks for calling in and pointing that out. He's absolutely right. You've said it. I've said it. Like, all right, make up your mind, dude. What's it going to be? You're going to be a broadcaster, you're going to be an owner. Okay, you're now an owner. This experiment needs to end. Fox needs to put a cap in it, and it needs to end. Put Olsen back on the top crew. It was fun while it lasted, but you're doing yourself a disservice, and he doesn't want to do it.
If I am a Raider fan, I am not happy with this whatsoever. Your team right now is a mess. Pierce is doing what he can, but you don't have a quarterback. You don't have a lot of things. You have a tight end, but you don't have a lot. You are in full rebuild mode. Tom Brady should be qualified right now to be sitting down with the personnel department and saying, let's find our next quarterback and figure out a plan how to get him. But no, you can't be doing that.
As a partial owner, you would think that he would have an interest in that.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Why are you there?
Right.
Or is this just another one of those investments?
I just don't want to work. Maybe he's got a little Jay Cutler in him. Like, I worked my ass off as a player, and now I'm not really looking for more work.
By the way, that's fine. However, you made that commitment. You owe it to the Raider fans here to help straighten this out.
Well, he also owes it to the viewers of Fox who tune into these games expecting it to be watchable.
It's not good. He's not good as an analyst. Greg Olsen, superior. I mean, if we're going to do our power rankings on who the best color guy is, you're putting Collinsworth ahead of him, of course. That's coming out of my mouth.
I know. I just thought it was funny. When the Bills reached out, they were basically rebuffed. No, he can't do that. But he got to interview Mahomes. Why? His schedule allowed? They're golfing buddies? I think they're making it up as they go along. I think it needs to come to an end.
Do we brace on Sunday for the Tom Brady snarky comment about his success against Buffalo over the years?
I don't know about that. I'm trying to think of what would lead to that. And I can't come up with a scenario that would lead to that. Like,
it's I don't know if Fox does this per se, but they always do the stupid animated stuff.
Sure.
Coming out of commercial break, here's Tom Brady to Gronk. And did you know, up until Josh Allen, since the year 2000, the winningest quarterback in Orchard Park was Tom Brady with 17 wins.
Yeah, that feels like they would wedge that in. It would be like a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really have any relevance to the game that we're watching. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to think of a scenario where they could say...
Somebody throws a toy.
That would work. That would work. Seattle, listen, 12s, you have your marching orders. Throw Brady's dong out onto the field, and now we've got a connection. He needs to go. It needs to stop. Go be the partial owner of the Raiders and give us Greg Olsen back in the booth where he belongs, with the top team, where he belongs.
He's an owner, and we joke that, you know, owners are aliens because they live this alternate life.
Yeah.
He actually looks like an alien. I know it's like, you know, low-hanging fruit to talk about somebody's appearance, but just like him in a suit these days.
I can't say anything, Gene. Neither you or I are on the cover of GQ. We're not runway models, so I'm not going
to.
I'm going to leave his appearance. I'm going to leave his appearance alone and just say he probably lives a healthier lifestyle than both of us combined by far. But yes, I mean, he's the overall job that he's done so far on Fox, I would say, is akin to what we saw growing up when Joe Montana went to the booth. It just doesn't feel or sound or look natural. It doesn't feel right. We got to get to a round of shots next on The Fan.
Yeah, as the team we don't talk enough about, or excuse me, we haven't been. The team that plays in Buffalo, we'll get to them.
Oh,
they won last night.
The S word.
Yeah. They won last night. A baseball icon passing away. We'll set you up for the NBA tonight. If you're a Syracuse fan, something closed on the hill. We'll tell you about that. And a good friend of the show today with a very high honor. We'll have that story.
We'll get to that and more next. A round of shots coming up. And last call before 6 o'clock. You can have the final say in the sports bar. 866-4326. The phone number 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
On those injured Bills linebackers, middle linebacker Terrell Bernard was excused today for a personal reason, but he is dealing with ankle and pectoral injuries. Dorian Williams practiced on a limited basis, not practicing for the Bills today. Curtis Samuel, Dewan Smooth, Daquan Jones given a Veterans Day of rest. Sean McDermott on the D-line.
True every week. Every week it's a must. You know, that's how the game is. That's where the game is won every week, up front and defensive line, offensive line. You know, being great with our technique, being great with the strain. You know, you talk about their defensive line. They've got some guys that can flat out rush the passer, and very impressed by the tape.
That trade for DeAndre Hopkins has gone through. Kansas City gets him from Tennessee, a fifth-round pick for a fourth. Could be a conditional fourth. The Amherst tonight taking on Cleveland. Gene Battaglia, The Fan Rochester.
The only way to take The Fan Rochester with you is the free Odyssey app. Download it today and follow the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Over 2.5 hours, and we didn't even mention the S word.
Yeah, this newcomer Ryan McLeod scored his fourth consecutive game. You know what's funny about this, Danger? They're in a wild card position.
You should end the season.
That's it.
We're done. We've seen enough. That's a good run, NHL.
Stop the count, as they would say.
The streak is over. The drought is over for the Sabres.
UPL made 27 staves. He's still good. Homestand continuing Saturday when Detroit comes in. It will also mark, Danger, the first time the Sabres wear the black and red go-ahead uniform.
That'll make all the difference in the world. I will say, and I did watch last night, going into the game, I didn't think there was any chance. I'm like, oh, God, they're starting Ottinger. The Stars are getting healthier. We've seen what the Stars have done to the Sabres before. I mean, like, the Stars put it on the Sabres last year. And the Tage Thompson goal from last night, if you didn't see it, if you have the chance, check the highlight of the Tage Thompson goal. It was magic. It was special. It was a special goal. It was straight heat. And it's the kind of thing you expect Tage Thompson to do with regularity. But the way it was set up, the crisp passing, the unbelievable finish, I just looked at him like, that's heat. If they can do that with consistency, then we might have something here.
That's why Don Granato is a good head coach. For years and years, like, you know, this isn't working. Let's try him at center.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you created a star in this league. Speaking of stars, baseball losing an icon. Fernando Valenzuela passing as a 20-year-old rookie. He started the season 8-0, 0.50 ERA. Fernando Mania, the story of baseball in 1981. He was the first player to win the Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young in the same season. He would pitch 17 years in the majors, and he actually had a brief stint with the Red Wings in 1993. His number 34 was retired just last year. No official cause of death was given, although we do know he was battling cancer. Fernando Valenzuela was only 63.
Now, kind of like Riley, who joined us last hour of the Barreled Up podcast, I was pretty young when Fernando Mania hit, but I do have memories of Fernando in 81. I would have been six. Here's why I remember. A couple of things. One, I don't know which fast food chain or whoever it was that was partnering with Major League Baseball at the time, but I remember I had a Fernando Valenzuela plastic tumbler with his image on it, and I can't remember where, what restaurant was handing it out. But the thing I remember more about Fernando Valenzuela is he took over. He was just such a big part of the culture of 1981. Like, if you looked at 1981 in a capsule, Fernando is a big, big part of it. My mom's favorite baseball player. My mom doesn't know anything about baseball. She's from Spain and just gravitated towards Fernando Valenzuela, the Venezuelan baseball player who she just immediately fell in love with and said, that's my favorite baseball player. And I just remember my mom, who's not into baseball at all, being into baseball because Fernando was on the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I was around for that. That's the slight difference between you and I. And as a kid watching this, I wasn't a Dodger fan, but my gosh, he looked like a kid out. He was this chubby kid from Mexico that was doing this out there. Like, how is this even possible? And I mentioned this last hour when we were talking to Jim, because in, like, hey, you get a Dodgers-Yankees World Series. Last time we had that, 1981. The Dodgers get there. They beat Montreal. Everybody gives the credit to Rick Monday, as they should, right? He hits the home run, you know, Blue Monday for the Expos. Fernando was spectacular that day, allowing just the one run. They don't even get to the ninth inning if it's not for Fernando. So, tough loss for the baseball world. See how the Dodgers honor him. Of course, the Dodgers with the home field in the World Series, Game 1 on Friday night. The Celtics tied an NBA record by hitting 29 three-pointers in their win over the Knicks. And yes, Bronny James did play with his dad last night. James Jr. missing an open three in LA's win over Minnesota.
Because he's not an NBA player. Sorry. Continue.
10 games in the NBA tonight. I would have said the same thing. Doubleheader on ESPN as the Bucks and Sixers, although Philly without Paul George and Joel Embiid.
That's fun. Does ESPN get a refund on their TV deal for that? Like, I would be pissed if I'm a Disney executive. Hey, suit those guys up. What are we doing here? We paid a lot of money for this deal, and you're giving us an opening night without your stars? Get out of here.
Feels like a missed opportunity for baseball tonight, right? Game 1 of the World Series, like, you could have done this tonight. Suns and Clippers will be the late game.
Okay.
Everyone is okay down in Carolina. Panther quarterback Andy Dalton, around this time yesterday, car accident. Dalton's wife, three children, and the dog were in the car when this happened in Southeast Charlotte. Nobody from Dalton's family required any emergency assistance.
He's obviously shook, though. He's not going to start at quarterback this weekend for the Panthers. It's going to be Bryce Young.
That's such a good idea. Like, they've already named this just based on his unavailability to practice today. I don't know.
I think if you're Carolina right now, what more do you have to lose? Like, is it going to get worse with Bryce Young? Or can you at least maybe start the rebuilding process of trying to get something out of him? Does it matter if you lose by 10 or 20 or 40? You're losing no matter what.
Yeah, it's a team right now that should be picking up the top. I don't know if it's going to be them or if it's going to be actually
New England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who does Carolina get? I'm looking this way. Everybody's playing this week. They go to Denver.
That's right.
425. We'll not be paying any attention to the game. If you're a Syracuse fan, a Syracuse grad, maybe someone that just likes going to the games, you go to the Hill, right? You walk up the Hill. A familiar shop is closing down. Shirt World is a store that opened on the Hill in 1976. They sold SU gear. That was one of the places you would go. I guess it's a sign of the times. More people are shopping online. Manny's being the other independent retailer. They're still there.
What's the pizza place that's up there on the Hill?
Varsity.
Varsity Pizza.
Varsity Slices or whatever. Yeah, you just get the slice there.
That's the spot I know. I have not spent nearly enough time. Didn't go to Syracuse, obviously, and only have gone a handful of games and kind of take the orange for granted, I guess. You could pin me in that category and say, well. But, yeah, Varsity is I remember staggering into that place late at night and enjoying a slice with some friends.
Yeah, Kyle and I try to go, my son and I, once a year. But it's kind of tough, right? Especially like a weeknight game. Hey, go to the Amherst tonight. No problem. You get home in a normal hour. I drive from Syracuse, especially like an 8 o'clock game. I'm like,
Yeah. I feel the same way about the Sabres. Like, I keep telling myself, like, we love the Amerks, and you're right. It's easy and convenient to go to a local game. But if you want to see the pro thing, like, we have it on, you know, we have college athletics in Syracuse that are Division I and you know, nationally recognized. And we have the Sabres and the Bills, obviously. And the Bills are different because it's on a weekend. But, like, I keep telling myself, I got to go to more Sabres games. Every time I go, I'm like, I got to go to more. I got to go to more. And life gets in the way, I suppose.
That's it. Just make time for yourself. Syracuse football, by the way, in action tomorrow night at Pitt. Finally, congratulations to a good friend of the show, the icon, Mike Catalano, 13 Wham today, being inducted into the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Amongst those who made the trek down, Jenna Cottrell, Doug Emblidge, Don Elhart, Dan Fates will join us tomorrow.
His whole team.
Yeah, they all went down there and got a table. That ceremony taking place in Manhattan today at the Rainbow Room.
Tell me about the Rainbow Room.
You don't know the Rainbow Room?
I don't know that I do.
Okay, what is the movie? The Tom Hanks movie with Meg Ryan where...
When Harry Met Sally.
No.
You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail. Like, and they look, and there's the heart.
You've Got Mail is, I'm sorry, Harry Met Sally's Billy Crystal. Tom Hanks is You've Got Mail. Yeah.
You've Got Mail.
Okay.
That's the one.
Never
where there's,
watched.
Okay, no. It's like, it's in the Rockefeller. So the same building that has NBC, you go all the way up to the top. And it was open for a while, closed down. I guess it's back reopened. But I would just ask this. Where does the New York State Broadcasters Association get all this money?
Don't ask those questions, Gene. We're in the New York State Broadcasters.
I'm never going to win.
Don't ask
never
those.
Never going to win.
Well, not now you're not. Not if you're trying to spill the dirt. Shh. Don't ask those questions. The New York State Broadcasters Association would ask politely that you stay out of their affairs.
It's like a mob.
Don't bring it up. Stop looking around. Stop looking for answers.
It's the mob.
Don't look into it, Gene. This is why Catalana gets recognized and we don't. He doesn't ask these kind of questions.
I would just say this. I can report that Mike Catalana flew him down. Table for 10.
He deserves it.
Rainbow Room.
He deserves it. We're not going to get that treatment now because you're asking questions you shouldn't be asking. They don't want to know. They don't want you to know where the bodies are buried. I'm sorry, where how they're making their funds, how they're making their bottom line work. Don't ask those questions, Gene. We're never going to be in that same rarefied air.
It's got to be some line on some budget somewhere.
Let's get nominated first. Can we get a nomination for anything ever?
I can't even get a first pitch out of
God.
The innovative field.
Sad state of affairs in the sports bar. Really is. We need to start advocating for ourselves. We need to campaign for ourselves.
No,
is that what?
No, I refuse. No, I refuse to do that.
Too much pride.
No, not too much pride. Too busy.
Too busy. You'd make time if it was important.
Of course.
A prestigious award. If you got invited to the Rainbow Room, what are you going to do?
Oh, well,
are you going to big time them? I'm too busy, guys. Can't make it. Sorry.
We are not going into the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame. John Murphy also went in today.
Oh, he deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, we've been at this a while. You and I, 8 years, but we've been broadcasters for our entire adult life. What are we talking about?
That's true.
Let's not sell ourselves short here. Let's get that nomination. I'm on a campaign. I'm on a mission.
Let's just win the candy dish or whatever they
give. I want the candy dish. The candy dish. I mean, all we have to show for it is the stupid wooden spoon for me winning the chili cook-off.
Or like, doesn't the AP do something like this? The AP, Sportscast of the Year. Like, just, okay, send it in.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. We're gonna start campaigning. We're going to take a break, come back. Last call is next. 866-4326, 585-866-4FAN if you want to pull up a stool.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester. Straight up with no chaser, you're in The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on The Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
They're fast. They're really dangerous. They can hurt you off the rush. They're really good on the power play, and they can put you in some really tough spots if you don't manage the game well.
It's Rochester Americans head coach Mike Leone talking about his opponent tonight at Blue Cross Arena. The Cleveland Monsters are in town, the first of a home and home.
The series that I wanted to happen last year. Remember they won, Cleveland yeah. won, then that would have been the opponent.
Yeah, would have been great. Yeah. Well, we'll have the opportunity to see Cleveland for the first time this season, and you'll be able to hear that game on the Fan Rochester. Our coverage gets underway here at 7 o'clock.
Something we haven't brought up, Robert Saleh has a new job.
Get out of here.
He is joining the staff in Green Bay.
Makes sense.
What is his role? It's all they'll say is it's fluid. So, like, you're not going to change coordinators. They're a winning team, but he's buddies with Matt LaFleur, so why not bring him in and be an extra set of eyes there?
Kind of interesting. I also found it interesting that Ken Dorsey took over offensive play calling from Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland with Jameis Winston now behind center. I wonder what that means long-term, if anything, for Stefanski.
I think that's actually a smart move by Stefanski. Like, he's got a lot... I don't think Cleveland's... Am I crazy for thinking that at 1-6 they're not dead?
I guess it depends how much faith you have in Jameis Winston.
It's going to be fun.
At minimum, it'll be fun. For as much as, like, in the fantasy world, you love Jameis Winston because he doesn't care. He's just going to wing it, throw it all over the place. But when it comes to actual wins and losses, that you can be a little reckless, and those turnovers obviously don't always play well in the NFL. Fun show this afternoon, and if you missed any of it, we invite you to check out the Sports Bar wherever you get your podcasts. Just search out the Sports Bar, and that includes the free-to-download Odyssey app, our home online, AUDACY, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your shows. PJ Glasser gave us his best bets for college and pro football this weekend, and Jim Riley of the Barreled Up podcast shared his preview of the World Series getting underway on Friday. Tomorrow on the show, our buddy Dan Fates. Is he checking in from the Rainbow Room with Kevin Long?
He'll be back in time.
All right, very good. Dan Fates, 13websportsbuffaloplus.com at 325 at 430. From the Locked On Seahawks podcast, our buddy Corbin Smith lets us know what's happening in Seattle. JR Sport Brief next. Amherst Hockey at 7. Have a great night. The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.